Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ray McCullough, and he is the pastor at the First Baptist Church. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning.
Well, this is a very special season, a very special time of year, Lent, and there's some special things going on. So let's talk about what's happening.
That's right, yeah. A lot of churches have their own kind of traditions during Lent, and the believers who follow those things, so they all have their kind of separate things. But we are doing kind of a special coordination among five churches here in town this year.
This seems to me to be really exciting to see people going to other churches, hearing other speakers, other ministers, and you know, maybe we find out if there's any. We thought there was a lot of differences. Maybe we're finding out there's a lot of similarities.
I hope so. Yeah, and this is, so the background on this was, and because I think that's a good way to set it up here, is that I have felt this way, and my wife would probably share the same idea, I think, the same feeling, is that we need to do more stuff together as Christians and not just kind of remain separate. And we do need to get out of our own little huddles, our own little bubbles, and go to other people's churches. And we need to do that more often than to going to funerals. You know, usually that's how we, you know, if you are a church-going person or if you go to, the only other time you ever go to any place else is for funerals, I guess. So, but we thought it would be a good idea to do a proactive program. And really, this was my wife's idea, so I give her credit. That's Rochelle. She's the pastor at the First United Presbyterian Church here in Atlantic. So last year, she floated the idea among all the churches. Who would like to do this? Anybody, any takers, would you like to get together and have, and the idea that we had was to have during the Wednesdays in Lent, to have kind of a rotation where each church involved would take a turn hosting, and we'd have dinner and then kind of a little worship service or a prayer service, something like that. And so we did it. And last year it went very well. It was very smooth and very well received. In fact, I think we had, I know that when we hosted it last year, we counted 125. For supper, and that was a huge number. That was more than we expected. So anyway, so this is the second year that we're doing it. We decided to give it another go. And five churches.
And of course, we missed the first Wednesday evening because that was last evening.
Right, yeah.
But
right.
We have more to go.
We do, yeah. We're a little behind, but that's all right. There's still more time to do this. So this year, yes, we have the five churches that are participating in this here in Atlantic. It's the First United Presbyterian Church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church, First United Methodist Church, and First Baptist Church. And yes, on Wednesday evening, it was the first one where the Presbyterians hosted, and Pastor Sharon Worthington from St. Paul's, she's their interim pastor, she spoke, and it went very well, and they had a nice, simple meal. The Presbyterians are getting to be known for grilled cheese. They're the grilled cheese church, so that was one of the things they served, and anyway, some other bars and soup and that kind of thing. So kind of a simple thing, but it was, you know, it's a good idea.
And people, eating together is one of the really basic ways to get to know each other and to kind of set a mood for we're all in this together.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a biblical principle of having fellowship over food. And, you know, in the ancient world, when people shared a meal together, they were kind of bound together. They were friends, kind of bound for life. And so I take that seriously. So when we share a meal together, it reaffirms that we are not separate churches, but sort of like one big church with some divisions, but we're working on that.
Okay. So let's, can you quickly go through those coming up?
Right.
Because next Wednesday, March 11th.
Yeah, next Wednesday, the 11th, St. Paul's Lutheran is hosting, and their church building is down near the high school in Atlantic on East 14th Street. Somewhere, whatever their number is there. And we kind of just put them into, so the host church and the local pastors, we put them into a hat and kind of shook them up. And the speaker is going to be Dean McPherson, who is the Methodist pastor here in town. So it's a Lutheran church hosting a Methodist preacher.
Okay.
And supper is always at 6, and the worship is always at 7. And by the way, just a quick aside, the way we encouraged the churches to do this who are participating is not to do sort of just some, you know, basic common, lowest common denominator sort of worship service, but we told them to do something that is indigenous to them. So, you know, you Lutherans, do your Lutheran thing. Just do it. And Catholics, do it. You know, make it very Catholic, very local, you know, indigenous to you guys. Don't try to make it fit for your guests. Just do your thing,
again,
and we will appreciate that.
It's a learning experience, then.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, that way we kind of get to know a little bit more about what the other people are doing. So anyway, so it's going to be a Lutheran service with a Methodist preacher. And then the week after that, March 18th, it's going to be hosted at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic, which is right kind of next to the library, if you don't know where that is. And I'm going to be the speaker for that. Thought that would be kind of fun to have a Baptist preacher at the Catholic Church. And then the week after that, March 25th, it's at the Methodist Church in Atlantic, kind of near the courthouse there. And Father Trevor, and I believe his last name is pronounced Chiquin, but it doesn't look like that. So apologies to Father Trevor.
I was going to say Father Trevor, I think is what he goes by now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Chiquin. But anyway, so Father Trevor is going to be the speaker at the Methodist Church on that 25th. And then on April Fool's, April 1st, Wednesday, that's our church, the Baptist Church, which is our building is down by Iowa Western at 8th and Walnut. And so we're hosting the dinner and the worship, and my lovely wife, Rochelle, from the Presbyterian Church is going to be the speaker for that.
Okay. So just a great opportunity, again, for all the reasons that we talked about. Has this gone through, did this start through the Ministerial Association?
Yes. Basically, that was where it originated was last year when we were floating this idea, Rochelle sort of put the word out to all the pastors, all the churches who participate in that ministerial group, to see if any of them wanted to participate, to see if any of them wanted to partake. And I don't remember. I think that we might have changed one church since then. I think perhaps last year the United Church of Christ participated, but this year they had some conflict, not because they didn't like us, but they had some other thing that they were going to do. It started with the ministerial. But otherwise, these are just sort of friendly faces who wanted to do it.
And then another way, I believe, that came through Ministerial Association was the Christmas visit to the churches. Was that also another Ministerial Association?
Right. We did that last December, and we've done it 2 years in a row now. The Ministerial came up with an idea. See, so the Ministerial Association, the Atlantic Ministerial Association, has a thing called the Helping Hand Fund, and it's basically just money that we use, and the police department kind of administers all this and distributes this, but we have a fund where we supply money to help people with emergency situations that don't fit into any other category. So if somebody needs, really needs a place to stay for the night, we have a hotel fund and we can do some things like that. But the demand is really high for that. I mean, there are people who need, and it's been depleted a lot. So anyway, so we did the church visiting, the church tour of churches the past 2 years as a way to try to fund that. And we did make, I think, over $1,000 this past year for the tour of churches.
But that doesn't go very far.
That wasn't too bad, but it was quickly, it evaporated. It was used up quickly. So I believe that a lot of these churches, we did not say you have to, but I believe that many of these churches are going to take up an offering during the services, just a free will offering that people can support that will go not to their local churches, but to that Helping Hand Fund.
Okay. So another thing you're doing when you attend this. So, and then I'm moving ahead, and I don't know that this is a ministerial association kind of thing, but I think you have people from many different churches who participate in the chorus group.
Right. Yeah, so let me put on my other hat for a second. I'll put aside the minister hat and put on the Cass County Choral Society hat, and because I'm the director of that too, besides many other things that I keep irons in the fire with. And so we have started our spring practice, our spring season, and so we have our shows set, the times and dates, and we also have been rehearsing. So if any of you out there would like to sing in our group, it's a community-based and yes, there are lots of church people who come to sing, but it is not a particular, church or whatever to do it. In fact, some people are not church people, and that's fine too. So it's just a community-based choir, and we sing and we get together, and it's great. And the people who do it enjoy it tremendously. So we are rehearsing on Sunday afternoons. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can call me 712-250-1607 and ask me what's going on. And so then our shows are Thursday, April 30th and Friday, May 1st at
All
the high
right.
school.
All right. Okay. Well, we may be talking to you again about that. But Good. For right now, just remember, folks, that on Wednesday evenings, if you don't know where you should be, to go to church, well, call your church, and they probably can tell you. But every Wednesday evening through Lent, beginning at 6 p.m. for dinner and 7 p.m. for service. Thank you very much, Ray
McCall. Yeah, thank you for having
for
me.
For visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought from Mother Teresa. If you want the love message to be heard, it has to be sent out. To keep a lamp burning, we have to keep putting oil in it.